What's your general strategy with first-line therapy, metastatic disease, with patient with a BRAF mutation, BRAF or immune?
We've really, over the last few years, have changed. And my general strategy is if they're a candidate for immune therapy, generally, we will give immune therapy first. And it's to the point now where oftentimes if somebody presents, we won't even wait for the mutational analysis. We'll go straight to immunotherapy, whether it's ipilimumab-nivolumab combination or whether it's PD-1 by itself.
This discussion is going back and forth now for a while. And I think at one point there was a perception that the chance of long-term benefit, even cure, was going to be greater with immunotherapy. And then I started to hear people and I started to see data suggesting that even with BRAF therapy, you see long-term survival and maybe cure. At this point, any kind of gut feeling or scientific basis to estimate what the likelihood is of that in both of these strategies?
It's really interesting, and things have changed in the last couple of years. So when these targeted therapies initially came out, it was my thinking and a lot of people's thinking as well, I believe, that somebody who comes in with bulky symptomatic disease that has a BRAF mutation, they should have targeted therapy. Shrink that disease down. They're the best candidates for that. Some data has come out that's really sort of changed that thinking, one of which is that patients with heavy burden of disease, elevated LDH, can respond quite nicely to combination immunotherapy. So you don't necessarily need that targeted therapy up front. The other issue is resistance to BRAF inhibitors. And the data is fairly convincing that patients with a heavy burden of disease are the patients who are most likely to develop resistance quickly. And as we look at the long-term follow-up of patients treated on BRAF-MEK combinations, the ones that do the best long-term are actually the patients with low burden of disease. Normal LDH, few sites of metastasis, less than 3. They're the patients who are less likely to develop resistance and more likely to get long-term benefit out of it. So it's really a reversal of where we were.